Bedroom Hymns. Written by Boss Toaster Smut. Read by Opal Song. Phantom Voltron, Legendary Defender. Rating, explicit. Relationships, Shiro, Matt, Shiro, Keith, Shiro, Hunk, Shiro, Lance, Shiro, Allura, and Shiro, Ulaz. Shiro, everyone, basically. Also tagged for Bottom Shiro, Medical Kink, Aphrodisiacs, Plot What Plot, All Characters Are of Age, Body Modification, Pre-Story, This Is Not a Dark Shiro Story, Nipple Play, Biting, Orgasm Delay / Denial, Blowjobs, Sex Toys, Fucking Machines, Dirty Talk, Massage, Prostate Massage, Sensation Play, Elements of Feminization, Dom Sub Elements, Sexual Roleplay, Royal Consort Roleplay, Overstimulation, Size Difference, Size Kink, Body Worship, Praise Kink, Manhandling, Xenophilia, and Marking. Part 1 of the Bedroom Hymns verse.
There he goes, my baby, walk so slow, sexual tic-tac-toe. Yeah, I know, we both know it isn't time. Just you, me, and the bar. Silly menage a trois. Sometimes, would you be my mind? Would you be my mind? Would you be my mind? Oh, baby, lights on, but your mouth's not home. I'm sick of laying down alone. Hey, with this fever, yeah, my one and home. I wanna get you.
Chapter 1. We'll Build Our Altar Here. Since Matt had started poking curiously at the medic position of the team, he'd learned and taken on a lot. That included doing regular check-ins with nearly all of the paladins, checking their vitals and making sure they weren't sustaining any long-term damage. In the process, he was learning how each of the medical machines worked and what their readouts meant, and what that meant for humans. But Matt had never so much as seen Shiro's file. When Matt had asked Karan, he'd gotten a lot of nervous dodging and been brushed off completely, which would worry him, except Karan did that a lot, honestly, mostly when he was distracted. At some point, he'd come to the conclusion that Shiro had something or other from his captivity, some kind of injury that Karan wanted to keep an eye on, or that Shiro didn't want anyone to know about. He was so tight-lipped about that year, especially around Matt, probably to try and keep him from feeling guilty. Good luck with that! Matt felt guilty anyway, so there! So it was a surprise when, while Matt was poking through old Altaian medical texts, Shiro walked in. He froze and blinked at Matt, then looked around. Hey, is Koran around? Hasn't been all day, Matt replied easily. You need him? Shiro nodded slowly. Sorry, I do. Karan was gonna look me over. It was on the tip of his tongue to ask why Matt couldn't, but he just sighed and nodded. Let me call him. Spinning in his chair, Matt pulled up the comm system on the control. Hey there, mean Mr. Mustache. You've got a visitor.
A what?
Karan asked, voice muffled. Matt could hear the sound of clanging in the background, and a quick check showed he was broadcasting to the main power room.
Oh, Shiro's there? I'm afraid the date got away from me, he sighed. Shiro, are you there?
Afternoon, Karan, Shiro greeted. If you're busy, I can come back later.
Karan hummed.
I'm afraid I am. There's a bit of a fritz down here with the core, and I'm trying to figure out what's going wrong before we lose power. That wouldn't be a lot of fun in flight, would it? He sounded cheerful about the prospect. That would also worry Matt if it wasn't Karan. I'm not sure I'll be done at a reasonable time today, unless something changes. So if you don't mind waiting until tomorrow, barring any kind of emergency. But, Shiro, if you're already there... Stiffening, Shiro glanced at Matt, his lips thin and shoulders tense. I don't really think that's a good idea. Matthew's more than capable of seeing you, Karan replied, and I live in hope that he might be able to talk sense into you through sheer volume of speech. Karan, Shiro protested. Matt hummed. I don't know about the topic, but it's been known to happen. It's up to you, Shiro, Karan continued, and I've given my professional opinion that your strategy is doomed to eventual failure. Besides, Matthew has a better understanding of your biology than I do, to be frank. Expression darkening, Shiro shook his head. Not with this. There was a pause and something shifting, and Matt suspected Karan had shrugged. It's your call. Let me know what you decide. And with that, his calm cut out. Silence ruled the room. Matt turned his chair to face Shiro, brows up. Karan's right. That's your decision, Matt replied. But you know I can take care of whatever it is you're suffering from. For some reason, that made Shiro blush. Matt watched in open fascination. It took nearly a solid minute for Shiro to respond. I should wait. I don't want you to... But Shiro looked up at him again, and for the first time, Matt noticed that his eyes looked glazed. He roamed over Matt's face, down to his feet, and then back up. Maybe I should... Takashi? Matt interrupted, gentle as he could. It was uncomfortable to see Shiro without his footing like this. Worrying, too, because the things that managed that were rarely pleasant. I promise, whatever this is, you're safe with me. Shiro nodded, eyes falling closed. I know. He took a deep breath, then seemed to come to a decision. The password on my file is trust. I think Karan was trying to make a point. Sighing, Shiro sat down heavily in the chair across from Matt. Look it up. I'll wait until you're done so I can answer your questions. Thank you, Matt replied. Voice quiet. Turning back around, he opened up the control panel and accessed Shiro's file, plugging in the password. 10 minutes later, he was rereading Karan's notes in utter confusion. Increased sensitivity, physical compulsion, elevated heart rate, high body temperatures, new additions to his body. Shiro, Matt breathed. What am I looking at here? What did they do to you? Barking out a bitter noise that sounded like it had been a laugh once, Shiro shrugged. The Galra changed me. They made me what they wanted, whether that be a weapon or something else. Looking over Matt's face, Shiro sighed. You get why I didn't want to say something now? Yeah, Matt breathed. I get it. The Galra had designed Shiro to be fucked. Literally. They'd made him what they desired, including new glands for lubrication and an actual physical requirement for sex. Every couple of weeks, his vitals would go off the charts, like Shiro was going into sex withdrawal. Recurring, never-ending need that peaked every 15 days or so, over and over and over until he got stimulation to the right places. And that had been happening for months. Oh, God, Takashi. Matt muttered, stomach twisting into knots. Do you remember if they... Shiro blinked, then shook his head hard. Oh, no. I mean, that was probably an intention, obviously. But Karan tested, and there doesn't seem to be any sign of... intercourse. Shiro carefully didn't say the word, and Matt didn't exactly blame him. He thinks it was recent, and I got out before I only had an episode or two. They probably used it to well, to try and control me. Like, withholding food.
He said it so casually. Matt sighed and forcibly collected himself.
Now was not the time to freak out. Now was the time to help Shiro, damn it!
So Matt leaned back and tilted his head.
So, I'm not sure how Karan usually does this. Do you sit on the table or do you stay in the chair?
Shiro slowly perked up from Matt's casual tone. He seemed to have suspected that he was going to keep getting interrogated.
Which, yeah, Matt would love to bury him in 100 questions, starting with, what the actual fuck? But that wasn't actually helpful. So, here he was.
The table, usually, Shiro responded. He'll take my vitals, make sure I'm holding up, tell me to do something about it, as if that's an actual option, and then shoo me out with some sedatives I won't take. It's tradition by now.
Nodding, Matt stood. Alrighty then. Up you get. We've got some checkups to do. Shirt off, all that. Give me access so I'm not listening to your shirt with these tests.
Shiro hesitated, then pulled off his vest and shirt. Under, Matt could see the flush across his chest, interrupted by the crisscross of pale scars. He sat on the edge of the table and eyed Matt, waiting. Taking his pad, Matt ran the scanning software, letting that take care of the deeper stuff. But for basic vitals, Matt preferred to do it by hand. Maybe it was silly, but he liked the calm ritual of it. Measuring a heart rate, listening to breathing, testing reflexes. It felt so much like a normal doctor's visit, if on the other side. But the second Matt rested his hand on Shiro's shoulder, he paused. Shiro was burning up. Matt had known his temperature would be high during this episode, but to feel it was startling. More so was the way Shiro's eyes slammed shut and he arched, barely noticeable. The way his mouth parted and his breath stuttered. Just from a hand on bare skin. Not even sexy bare skin. The shoulder. Well, shit. That sensitivity wasn't a joke.
Eyes cracking back open, Shiro took a few deep breaths, clearly trying to rein himself in.
Sorry, he croaked. You don't have to.
Shush, Matt replied, waving him off. I don't mind. I do have questions, though. How are you coping? You said Karan gave you sedatives, but if you don't use them, I'm guessing you have, helpers in your room?
Rather than answer, Shiro snorted. Are you kidding? I don't do anything. Matt paused, then pulled back.
You... nothing? You just let this go? Shiro, this isn't something you can just ride out!
Then he snorted and bit his lip. Sorry, bad phrase. Thankfully, Shiro's lip quirked up. No kidding. And yeah, I'm not going to give in to it. Taking that first step and giving in might make me more tempted to do something else. He flushed again, eyes glazing over. And Matt could nearly see Shiro's mind providing some kind of fantasy about what else was. For Shiro to be that open a book, this had to be bad.
You realize this is shaving years off your life, right?
Matt pointed out bluntly.
You're letting your body tear itself apart. A dildo isn't gonna make you a bad person.
Hell, having sex wouldn't make you a bad person. Sighing, Matt shook his head.
Look, I get that this was done to you. I do. And I respect that you don't want to fold to that. It's your choice. Like with letting me in. But you're putting your body through all kinds of stress. And I don't need to have been looking over these texts to know that's not good for you.
Shiro scowled. Even if I was willing to subject someone to what I am now, when exactly am I supposed to bring this up? Oh, excuse me, I'm literally built for being fucked, and my body is fighting itself until I get a dick in me. Wanna fuck? I'm sure this isn't coercive.
Blinking slowly, Matt stared at Shiro. Shiro, are you... seriously? Asking for help with this and accepting an answer isn't violating someone's consent.
Jaw set, Shiro stared back. Telling someone I'm sick unless they fuck me isn't manipulative...
You think so?
Considering anyone within 10 years of your age would fuck you if you gave half an invitation, changed or no? Matt rolled his eyes. You don't even need to bring it up until they've agreed. And we deal with weirder on the regular. You fly a giant lion robot. The questions that raises alone.
Shiro met Matt's eyes challengingly. Yeah, would you be willing to go to bed with me, knowing what you know? Would you feel guilty turning me down?
First of all, I feel guilty for nothing, Matt replied, brows up. They both ignored what a fucking lie that was. Secondly, I would feel bad turning you down at all, but I'd do it if I felt uncomfortable, which I don't. If you asked me to fuck you, I'd ask, can we do it now?
Shiro's breath caught.
And Matt freely admitted it was nice to be on the other side. Usually he was the one getting caught up in sudden, inappropriate thoughts.
But right. Focus.
So, that's not a problem. What is an actual problem is what you think of this. You won't become some kind of sexual predator because you give in. But if you don't want to use your body that way, that's it. Matt started to reach out to touch, just for comfort, but then caught himself at the last second. He could feel the heat pouring off of Shiro, even from inches away. That's your call. Trust the rest of us. He paused, then crinkled his nose. And this is a bad time to ask. If anyone's sense of consent is fucked up here, it's yours, I think. You're the one who has to suffer through it.
Shiro swallowed hard. He hadn't looked away from Matt's face since he'd said the words, fuck you.
It's not bad yet, he offered. I'm just warm. I got here when the symptoms started, so I'm still pretty clear-headed.
Except for the way you practically swooned when I touched you, Matt pointed out.
Eyes falling closed, Shiro sighed.
That would have more weight if I didn't feel like that when it wasn't happening. Koran says I'm touch-starved.
God, that shouldn't have made sense in a ship full of people who spent a significant amount of their time trying to give Shiro a damn hug. But Matt wasn't sure how much of that actually contacted skin.
Not much, looking back.
So, either I can never consent, or I can consent now, Shiro replied. I know which one I'd prefer.
Matt paused, then tilted his head. So, this is, like, a hypothetical consent, or is this leading somewhere? I'm gonna need some guidance here. Smoke signals, at least.
Shoulders slumping, Shiro gave him a thin smile.
I'm trying to figure that out.
Well, if it's not clear, I am totally open. And normally I'd point out that I'm not in your chain of command, but you are all so emotionally tangled that I think sex is the least of your worries.
Matt rolled his eyes fondly. Shiro paused, brow furrowed.
You really think? Then he shook his head. Never mind, we'll tackle that later. For now, I...
Shiro took a deep breath.
This still feels wrong. It feels like I'm wrong to consider it.
Considering that, Matt ran a hand through his hair and straightened up.
Well, if this is from, like, a moral standpoint, I don't think there's any problem with you taking control of this. Because it's like your arm, right? I mean, it's almost exactly like your arm. You could elect to never use it, if you wanted. And we'd get it. We'd totally understand. But instead, you use it to benefit your team and yourself. Because it's not like it's going away. And this isn't either. At least without some serious surgery that no one here can do. And probably a lot of drugs. So your choices are to suffer and hope it doesn't last forever, or to do what you want with it.
He shrugged.
Shiro's eyes were wide, and he slowly nodded. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
He stared down at his arm, tapping his natural hand against the metal forearm.
I can own this.
You can, Matt agreed. You can also own it in the way that you have been. It's in your hands. And both choices are the right answer.
Nodding slowly, Shiro stared at his arm for a long moment. Then he looked up,
eyes blazing.
Matt, would you fuck me?
Yes, Matt breathed, feeling like his chest had lit up from the inside. But then he grinned.
After your checkup. We never finished that.
Shiro's eyes widened.
Seriously?
Matt only continued to smile. So Shiro groaned.
Fine, all right. Check up. Go for it.
Taking a deep breath, Matt schooled his expression into something that was very nearly serious.
First, Lieutenant Shiragane, I'm going to need you to change.
He moved to a drawer and dug through, then pulled out a hospital gown. Originally, Matt had made it to threaten the paladins into behaving during their checkups. It was a surprisingly effective threat. Now, well, Shiro's eyes went round.
Are you serious?
Sure, Matt replied. Look, access. He turned the gown around so that Shiro could see that it only tied in the back. Shiro's face went red all the way to his ears, but his eyes were bright. Dropping the gown in Shiro's lap, Matt stepped forward and leaned down. He paused, just a few inches from his lips.
Can I?
Yes, Shiro breathed, his own lips slightly parted.
Please.
So Matt kissed him. At first, it was a gentle press. Neither of them were quite sure what the other was looking for and how they slotted together. But then Shiro pressed him, groaning softly, and Matt's hand found Shiro's neck and it clicked. Then it got very messy, very quickly. Matt bit Shiro's bottom lip, glorying in the way he cried out and shuddered. He placed his hands on either side of Shiro's hips and dragged him forward, just to feel the heat. Pulling back, Matt lapped over where he'd sunk his teeth in, soothing the small hurt.
Tell me how you're feeling,
he murmured,
very nearly a purr. Tell Dr. Matt your symptoms.
Pulling back, Shiro let out a choked noise and shook his head, grinning.
You're ridiculous.
No, for real. Tell me what you're feeling. Let me know so I can help you. I'm trying to make this fun for you, if you'll let me. Shiro eyed him, but the expression was fond.
With corny pickup lines?
All he got in response was a grin.
How do I feel?
Shiro drawled, head tilted. Something seemed to come over him, or maybe he'd got past something, because when he leaned forward, it was suddenly more fluid. His lips brushed against Matt's earlobe, soft against the sensitive skin.
I feel sopping wet.
Arousal ran through Matt like lightning. Fuck! He yanked himself back, then pressed the gown towards Shiro again. Naked or the gown, pick your pleasure, but I think we need to examine the problem area. Shiro gave him a wicked grin, then popped open his fly. Every twitch Matt gave seemed to light something in him, and he pulled his boots off, then turned around. Like that, with his ass in the air, Matt could see how wet Shiro's pants were. He was literally soaking through his clothes. This was going to kill Matt, but he could not have picked a better way to go. Slowly, inch by teasing inch, Shiro pushed down his pants. He stared over his shoulder the whole time, not seeming to mind the way his scars were on display or the undignified position. They'd blown well beyond that now. Once his waistband was beyond his ass, Shiro had to duck his head for balance to start taking off his pants the rest of the way. Matt used the distraction to pull on a pair of, not actually nylon, but close, gloves, and then stepped forward and cupped Shiro's ass. The way he jumped made Matt pause, but the way he moaned made him grin.
Let's see, Matt mused, making his voice as professional as he could manage.
I do see some swelling here. Does this hurt? He pressed the flat of his thumb against Shiro's hole, then slid just the pad inside, tugging slightly on the muscle. It gave like Shiro had been stretched already, and he was so, so wet. Even that little push sent a rivulet of clear, viscous fluid dribbling out. It beaded down Shiro's thighs, which started to tremble. Shiro took a deep, shaky breath.
No, he responded. It doesn't hurt at all.
I see, Matt drawled, smiling. He was enjoying being the one to undo Shiro. Very, very much.
Then I think I might know what the problem is.
He sank his thumb in deeper, watching greedily as Shiro's hole swallowed it almost immediately.
God, had he really stretched himself? Or was that part of the changes?
Matt didn't dare ask and break the moment. Looking back over his shoulder, Shiro took a deep breath.
What is your diagnosis, then?
You, Matt replied, drawing out the word as he worked his thumb all the way in, have a very advanced case of being slutty. The delivery was so deadpan that Matt could tell it didn't register for a moment. Then Shiro snorted, pressing his face against the table. Are you kidding me? Despite his tone, Matt could see the way his shoulder shook with repressed laughter. Grinning, Matt started slowly fucking him with his thumb, enjoying the way that Shiro's body rocked back to meet him. Each press in actually made a wet sound, and whenever Matt pulled back, he could see his thumb was absolutely coated in Shiro's slick. Of course not. This is what happens when you ignore your symptoms for too long, Shiro. When you get the vapors, you should report to a doctor right away.
The vape? Shiro actually choked, shoulders jerking harder. You're fucking ridiculous.
I could be just fucking, Matt offered. Shiro pushed himself back up to his elbows, but then froze, his eyes wide and his mouth falling open. It seemed like the change in angle had rubbed something nice, because Matt had front row seats to the way his eyes rolled back and his breath caught. Shiro's eyelids fluttered, and he seemed to totally lose track of his thoughts. So, of course, Matt rubbed that place again. As he pressed down, slick came out, now absolutely drenching Matt's glove. And he realized he wasn't pressing Shiro's prostate, but the gland that produced the lubrication. It must feel pretty amazing, because Matt had never seen Shiro look even close to that blissful before.
Please, Shiro gasped, more breath than voice. I need you to...
Matt leaned forward. Do you want me to fuck that pretty greedy hole of yours, Takashi?
Gasping, Shiro nodded furiously. Yes, God, yes.
How about... Matt replied, drawing out each word teasingly. I sit down and you climb up on me and ride my cock. Does that sound good? I'll get a lovely view of that pretty face and chest of yours, and you'd get to fuck yourself just as hard as your heart desires. Or other parts, if they have opinions. Does that sound good to you?
Shiro nodded like a bobblehead, fucking himself back onto Matt's thumb. Yeah, want it.
But he made no move to stop grinding back, and judging from his expression, he'd lost the plot again anyway. So Matt pulled his hand back and smiled at Shiro's sudden, loud whine.
Aw, honey buns, it's okay.
He shoved his pants down and didn't bother with his shirt, sitting down and patting his lap.
All yours.
And he needn't have bothered to keep couching his language and keep up the joking, because Shiro was far beyond hearing it. His eyes were glazed and his bangs were stuck to his face, and he looked utterly wrecked even before he sat down on Matt's cock. Matt imagined how Shiro must have felt all these months, how he'd stood tall and ignored his body so completely that no one had noticed the symptoms, how he'd refused himself even the slightest relief for fear it would go too far, how he must have curled up during the nights, shuddering through a need he refused to fulfill, how he must have shivered and groaned as his body demanded something Shiro would never give. Never again. Not for one goddamn night.
Eyes flashing with determination, Matt took Shiro's hips and slammed him down onto his cock.
Shiro keened. For one moment, he stayed perfectly still, spine arched and mouth open. Every muscle in his chest and shoulders seemed taut and strained. Then Shiro slumped forward, pressing his forehead on Matt's shoulder.
He nuzzled in, soft and surprisingly sweet, and pressed almost chaste kisses to Matt's neck. "Takashi, honey, I need to see your face." Matt's voice went soft to match Shiro's sudden shift, and he reached over to cup his cheek. Slowly, gently, he pushed him up until Matt could take in his whole face. Shiro looked blissful. His eyes were heavy-lidded, and Matt could see that his pupils were blown to nearly overtake his irises. His entire face was red, but he no longer looked embarrassed. Decadent, maybe. And he was smiling, but his lips were parted, and Matt could see the pink tip of his tongue sticking out, like he was about to start panting like a dog. Frankly, Shiro looked like someone who had been given something he didn't know he should have, but it was amazing and he was taking it anyway. He looked pampered and contented and satisfied. Matt thought he should look like that all the time. Taking Shiro's chin in his fingers, Matt leaned forward and kissed him, sucking on his limp mouth, until Shiro gave tiny gasps and groans in return. God, he'd broken Shiro with his cock! "You gonna be able to move?" Matt asked him. "Or do you need some help?" Blinking slowly, Shiro gave a tiny, barely visible nod. Then he placed his hands on Matt's shoulders and started to rock. His mouth fell open the rest of the way, then, as he gasped for breath, still looking like he barely saw the rest of the world. Just because he could, Matt used his grip on Shiro's hips to shove him just so, careful with his angle. And when Shiro rocked next, Matt's cock brushed against the glands. Shiro jerked like he'd been electrocuted, and as Matt watched, his eyes filled with tears. "Scud," he slurred, voice thick and syrup sweet, so unlike his usual calm tone. "Perfect." Tugging his head closer again, Matt sucked Shiro's tongue into his mouth and scraped it with his teeth, just to hear Shiro's voice catch. But they weren't going to get anywhere like this. Shiro was too distractible. He'd stopped moving again, dazed out of his mind. So Matt twisted them both and shoved Shiro back until he was laid out. It was only then that Matt paused, knowing Shiro's discomfort with medical tables. That could be a problem. But if Shiro had bad memories, he wasn't accessing them right now. Matt was pretty sure Shiro would have struggled to remember his own name. Instead, he was rocking back and forth, clenching around Matt's cock. The move stretched Shiro in new ways, and he was leaking slick again. Matt could see it pool on the table. Eyes bright, Matt grabbed Shiro's thigh and heaved it over his shoulder, grinning when Shiro adjusted easily to the new position. God, he loved that flexibility! The move opened his hole further, and each shift pushed out more wetness, as well as more soft moans. Then, Matt started to fuck. Leaning forward, he grabbed onto Shiro and drove himself forward, slamming in hard. Shiro froze, all of him completely still, except for the growing smile on his face and the way his eyes rolled up. Matt pulled back and repeated it, shuddering at the wet squelch of Shiro's hole. Then he did it again, and again, and again, and again, pressing in like an animal. Shiro took it all with a giddy, satisfied smile. As Matt got close, he adjusted again, eyes narrowed as he started to scrape the glands with every press, finally giving him more than a scrape or a brush. Shiro went wild. His other leg suddenly came up, wrapping around Matt's waist and pressing him in harder. The fingers of his natural hand scraped against the table, while his metal one held onto the edge so hard it bent. He shook his head back and forth, over and over, eyes wide and unseeing, and fucked himself down hard to meet every one of Matt's thrusts. Adjusting his grip, Matt reached up and pinched Shiro's nipple, just to see. And that was when Shiro came, untouched. The knowledge hit Matt like a kick to the stomach, and he bent over double as he came, spilling into Shiro's stretched, greedy hole. Then he collapsed on top of him, grinning into Shiro's chest. Matt stayed there for several minutes, slowly catching his breath, and when he glanced up, Shiro was watching him. His face was still slack and satisfied, eyes still hazed, and Matt wasn't sure if it was from the changes or just the relief. He suspected it was both. Regardless, Matt couldn't resist arching up to kiss him. "Ready for me to pull out, Takashi?" Shiro groaned, and for a moment he looked so upset at having Matt pull out that he nearly took it back. But then he nodded.
"Yeah," he replied, his voice a croak.
Well, apparently Matt had fucked Shiro until he lost his voice. That was an ego boost if he'd ever had one. Matt pulled out, shivering at the wet sound, and his cum, combined with Shiro's slick, oozed out together until Shiro's thighs were a wet, sloppy mess. For a moment, Matt deeply considered licking it up. But even ignoring sanitation, they had no idea if the slick was safe for consumption. Considering it came from Shiro's body, it probably was, but Matt couldn't be sure. So instead, he just slid two fingers inside, stretching him wide to watch another wave ooze out. He could watch that forever. Matt grinned at Shiro, knowing damn well his eyes were fond. "Did it help?"
"Yeah," Shiro replied, eyes falling shut. "It really did."
"Any regrets?" Shiro just shook his head. He seemed to be losing steam quickly. Matt suspected he hadn't slept well, even by his standards.
"None. You?"
Snorting, Matt kissed Shiro's slack mouth. "Hell no! You want to nap here for a bit? I'm already gonna need to clean the hell out of this table. No harm in waiting a bit." When Shiro just gave a tiny nod and curled up, Matt smiled and stepped back. "Actually, one more thing." Shiro cracked open one eye, still looking out of it, but now for a different reason.
"Hmm?"
"One more test." Matt reached out to cup one of Shiro's pecs. "Breast exam. Can't be too careful." Groaning, Shiro smacked Matt's hands away, but his lips curled up.
"You're the worst."
"That's not what you were saying earlier," Matt sing-songed, just to watch Shiro's reluctant smile. "You sleep, you damn stereotype. Get off, then drop off, sure. We'll talk more when you wake up. We have a discussion on the ethics of sex in a paladin chain of command coming up."
"Doctor, professor," Shiro drawled sleepily, the words slurring together. "Too many hats."
"It's hard to be the illustrious Matt Holt," Matt replied, smiling. "Sleep, Shiro."
"Shut up, Matt."
"Eh, fair enough."